Do you remember back during the 2016 general election campaign how Hillary Clinton incessantly brought up, as did many in her party, the past actions of Donald Trump, how his comments caught by an Access Hollywood reporter were played over and over again. Hillary made incessant comments about them. Well, evidently, Hillary Clinton is very selective about her outrage over inappropriate actions among men. And I'm not talking about her husband's actions, though we could talk about that. I'm talking about the connections that she, her husband Bill, both Barack and Michelle Obama have with millionaire movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Well, Weinstein, who was fired from his own company Sunday as the result of sexual misconduct allegations dating back decades, is in a whole lot more hot water today. But here's the problem. He hosted two Hillary Clinton fundraisers just during the last election alone. This Weinstein fellow, producer, movie mogul, used his connections to the wealthy in Hollywood and in New York to raise more than $100,000 as well for Barack Obama and the Clintons and all of this since 1995. And there are some reports also that indicate that he may have given as much as $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. So finally, Gary, after 5 days of stunning silence, Hillary has finally spoken out with respect to Harvey Weinstein. And yesterday she decried Weinstein's actions and his behavior, stating it, quote, cannot be tolerated. But neither she nor the Obamas have revealed any plans whatsoever to return the money that was donated to them or to give the money to charity, which is what New York Senator Chuck Schumer did with some money given to him by Harvey Weinstein. So, Gary, that brings up this question, this kind of selective outrage, this phony anger that Hillary expressed during the campaign in 2016 over sexual misconduct. The hypocrisy is once again on display. And this is the very stuff, to be perfectly frank, that makes not only me sick, but it angers the American people. Gary, I want to ask you this. What does this say about not only the Clintons and the Obamas, but what does this say about the process whereby our politicians are elected, that this kind of money coming from just perverts, which is really what Harvey Weinstein is, how that money just blinds politicians and keeps them from speaking the truth?
Well, certainly, first of all, it shows you that some of these politicians can be bought, and there's no doubt about it, but I'm certain that if we were to really look into Hillary and Bill Clinton's background and could find the truth, we would find that they've been probably bought over and over and over again. But then, obviously, it shows us a double standard. And what I mean by that is that perhaps Hillary Clinton did not know Weinstein's type of life or the character that he was, but she should have come out sooner. Barack Obama should have come out sooner. I understand that he just recently come out. I saw a statement that he gave just before I came into the studio. But this type of a thing needs to be dealt with soon, on the immediate, and very, very clear. One of the things that concerns me is even the way that the drive-by media refers or handled this situation, I should say. I found out that NBC had this story as far back as the month of August, but they decided not to bring it out because it sort of didn't meet their standard. Now, I don't know what that means, but the fact of the matter is, it was there, it was hidden, and you know that if this was Mike Pence or if it was Donald Trump or anybody else who's a conservative or a Republican, it would have all of a sudden met up to NBC standard. It would have been out there. It all shows hypocrisy, both in politics as well as in the media today.